with Senate Bill 157. That's to revise certain provisions concerning the licenses for alcoholic beverages. Senator Vitter, you have that? And if everybody could remember, Dave, we got to get these bills out so we could just, the speakers, if they could not be redundant, we'd appreciate it very much. Let's go ahead, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Senator Drew Vitter from District 30, and we're here for Senate Bill 157. What I'd like to do at this time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to turn this over to Mr. Tim Daugherty, if that's with your permission.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tim Daugherty. I represent the South Dakota Retail Liquor Dealers Association, and I'm here to talk to you about Senate Bill 157. And Mr. Chairman, if it's appropriate, I'd like to talk about the proposed amendment to the bill that Ms. Storm has, so if that could be passed out.
Does somebody want to move that for discussion purposes? Senator Valesky moves, seconded by Senator McCracken. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be talking about the proposed amendment. As I understand it, Senator Vitter introduced this bill on behalf of a constituent who either has built or is in the process of building a motel facility in Rapid City, and apparently he desires to have a wine license for his facility, and found out that under current law, in order to have a wine license, you have to have essentially a restaurant facility. And after talking to Senator Vitter about this issue, we came up with an amendment that we felt was satisfactory to everyone involved. And essentially what the amendment says is that you either have to have a restaurant facility or a motel-hotel facility. And then a motel-hotel facility is designed or defined under the bill as a facility used and kept open for the hosting of large groups or guests for compensation, which has at least 75 beds that are suitable lodging accommodations. We believe that that this amendment will take care of the need that the gentleman who owns the hotel has, and also retain the current requirements in law that relate to having a wine license. I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody may have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Daugherty. Appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 157.
Morning, I'm Robert Blumenthal from Century Motels in Rapid City. I'm in favor of this this legislation. We're building a new 99-room Howard Johnson Express Inn and Suites next to the Civic Center in Rapid City. Upon completion, we're going to have roughly around $5 million into this project. We have several wedding receptions booked, and the guests would like to have wine and champagne at the receptions. According to the Rapid City Attorney's Office, we're not allowed to have a wine license because we do not have a bona fide restaurant. And they really would not tell me, you know, what level I had to go to get that bona fide restaurant. Also, the city attorneys would not allow guests renting the party slash convention area to bring their own wine and champagne in. They cite State Statute 351-5.1 about prohibiting bottle clubs, and also 351-5.3 of mixing alcoholic beverages in public places. And we have a short time fix here for the weddings that we do, receptions that we do have booked. We were fortunate enough to, for a short time, have a liquor license transferred to us for an interim use. But we just want to have wine and champagne, you know, at our hotel functions. That's basically the short of it.
Thank you. Are there questions? If not, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 157. Further proponents, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 157? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action. We have an amendment that's been moved and seconded. Is there any comments on amendment? All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Senate Bill 157 has been amended. Any committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 157 as amended? Senator Volosky.
Mr. Chairman, on Senate Bill 157 as amended, I move to pass.
Do pass by Senator Volosky.
Second
by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of 157 going to the floor, do pass as amended. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote aye. Secretary call roll.
Vote.
No.
McCracken.
Aye.
Sutton. Volosky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Brown?
Munson?
Aye. 4-2, we're not voting.
The Senate Bill 157 goes 4-2 passes amended. Let's move down here to. We need a title amendment. Senator Volosky moved here. Second?
Second.
Senator Brown. Title amendment has been moved. All in favor of the title amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's see now.